As we close this tour, take a closer look at the Stonebridge, a house that captures the history of Pulteney. It's named for the stone bridge that crosses the nearby creek. The house was built in 1808 by one of Pulteney's first settlers, Thomas Ashley. He constructed this federal-style residence for his daughter, and that original structure forms the central part of what is now the Stonebridge. As with many historic homes, the Stonebridge has had many owners, many uses, and many remodels. In 1840, the home was purchased by Merritt Clark, who added the two wings and a Greek Revival front. Here he opened the first bank of Pulteney in the west wing. The bank vault was in the cellar of this wing, where the foundation walls are 5 feet thick. In 1901, it became the property of F.W. Barrett, owner of the area's largest department store. In 1952, Dr. and Mrs. E.J. Swinyer purchased the home, and the doctor practiced here for 30 years until his retirement. Many residents still fondly remember their visits to Doc Swinyer's office. The building was opened to the public in 1984 as the Stonebridge Inn. A fire nearly destroyed the Stonebridge in 1996. Afterward, the town of Pulteney raised over $800,000 to restore the building to its original grandeur. It's now complete, and it's home to a variety of community service organizations, including the Pulteney Visitor Center. The restoration features colors and details that match those typical of the era. If the Stonebridge is open, walk inside and witness a house from 2 centuries before, a house that's served many eras, and it still serves us today. You've reached the last stop on the guided portion of the driving tour of Pulteney, but we suggest you continue exploring on foot. To help guide your walks, we offer narrated walking tours of Main Street Pulteney and East Pulteney. As you continue your travels, you may want to visit Lake St. Catherine, 4 miles south of Pulteney. This lake once attracted the likes of Mark Twain. Today, it hosts historic summer camps and summer and winter recreation. Lake St. Catherine State Park offers lake access, picnicking, and camping. To the north, Lake Bomazene also offers lake access, and like so many spots in Vermont, it offers a glimpse into history as well. It was in this lake that East Pulteney native Julio Buell reportedly dropped his lunch spoon, which attracted a swarm of fish. And in 1854, Buell received the first patent for a shiny spoon-based fishing lure. Together, these audio tours explore the Pulteney area, a region that typifies the history of small towns in America. The Pulteney tours are brought to you by the Pulteney Historical Society, the Town of Pulteney, and Green Mountain College, and are supported in part by a Preserve America grant administered by the National Park Service, Department of the Interior. For more information on the audio tours and other attractions, drop by the Pulteney Visitor Center at the Stonebridge in downtown Pulteney.